and, you know, say, look, we need a 5% across the board spending cut. Oh yeah, that sounds great. You know, I can get that. If on the other hand, a politician would, you know, somebody running for office would go through and say, go through the budget line by line, you know, voters would be asleep pretty fast. It also seems, on the face of it, it seems to be fair. You know, everybody's taking the same hit. You know, there's something, you know, that resonates that way. And also, you know, it's important to realize that people, you know, Americans in general, don't like government. We like to have government off our back. You know, this goes back to, you know, the Revolution and Thomas Jefferson and all that. And so the idea of government in general or government spending in general is not very attractive. We'd like to see a lot of government spending cut. On the other hand, if you get down to the specifics, you know, we need to cut this subsidy or stop building this road or reduce spending on schools, then people don't like that idea, you know, because that's services and goods that are useful to them, and they see the need of it.
Lawmakers oftentimes have these constituencies that they want to protect, and even the most ardent conservative lawmaker who wants to see less government often has something in that state budget that appeals to them. So it can be very hard when you get into those specifics. Is that another one of the reasons that people like to use the across the board discussion?
I think what you touched on there is one of the reasons why it's a lot harder than it sounds. I mean, it's a great talking point in a campaign or in a brochure, but when you actually try to do it, it becomes difficult because, right, as you say, I mean, it doesn't allow you to differentiate between programs that one person or another person think is a good one, and in fact, it doesn't allow you to differentiate between programs that are working well and those that aren't working well. You know, there's something to be said for in times of austerity when you can use that as a tool to really cut back on programs that aren't working. When the budget is rising, the way it gets made is to just sort of add on some more, and everything that's in there stays in there. But when you have to cut, it really forces an evaluation of the pros and cons of various programs, and that is actually a benefit. And Rahm Emanuel, you know, he said, don't let a good crisis go unused or something like that. I mean, you know, when you have a crisis, use it to do what you want. And if you just cut across the board or something like it, you basically lock in all the priorities of a previous time, and you don't really try to say this is a good program, that's a bad program. This is something that we should be doing more of. This is something we should be doing less of. And that's, you know, that's what budget making is all about. It's trying to set policy priorities.
We're talking with Chris Mooney. He is director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois, talking about the idea that some lawmakers tout quite often, that it is across-the-board spending cuts. Another reason it seems appealing, I would think, is that as somebody who manages a household budget, as we all do, we all have to make sacrifices at times. We have to pull back on spending. And anytime somebody says, well, let's cut 5%, that doesn't seem like a lot. And it also at the same time makes me think, well, heck, I can cut back 5% or even more. Why can't government do it?
Well, that's a good question. People in government, especially in Illinois, have been finding that out quite a bit in the last few years. Because they've been cutting back quite a bit, but you think about in your own household, it's very difficult. I mean, you could cut back 5% on your overall spending, perhaps, but it's very difficult to go through line by line in your budget and cut back 5% on each line, which is what across the board budget cuts are all about. So, for example, you can't cut back 5% on your mortgage payment. You can't cut back 5%. On your car payment, because those are mandatory payments. You've got to pay them every month, and if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Government is in the same situation. For example, we have to pay obligations on bonds, which are basically money we borrow. It's like a car loan, and you know, to build roads and to build hospitals and schools. Now, we don't pay that out of money. You know, we don't go out and build a road and pay for every penny of it today. We borrow that money through bonding, but you have to pay those payments back every month, just like you have to pay your mortgage, or otherwise you're going to be, you know, bounced, or in the case of the state, you're never going to be able to borrow any money again, and you won't be able to build any more roads. So there are certain things that have to get paid, every month. And there's other things that have to get paid every month, or it would be maybe less mandatory, but things like programs that get a lot of government, a federal government matching, or are they mandated by the federal government? You know, cutting back on, you know, sort of some Medicaid spending or highway spending where there's a large federal match, by cutting a dollar from state government, you might be cutting back $2 of overall spending, or even in the case of highway dollars, it might be cutting back $10 in overall spending, and that could be, you know, that could be painful.
Well, in Illinois, certainly at the state capitol right now, Democrats have the discretion over where to put money, also where to take money away. So is it more likely you're going to hear this type of call for across-the-board cuts from the minority party, being the Republicans, because they don't have that control?
Yeah, probably for a couple of reasons. Not only because they're the minority, right, and they don't have the responsibility of you know, really putting together a budget, or they don't have the final responsibility so much, but also because, you know, the Republican Party constituency is much more interested in that sort of anti-government cutting back on services. They think they're not getting any services from government, so they're happy to see that cut down. It's that sort of anti-government idea that I was talking about before that Americans have. So that argument of, you know, 10% across the board, 5% across the board, that across the board budget cut argument is more attractive to them, and so in campaigns and in talking to constituents, it's more likely to appeal to a Republican crowd than a Democratic crowd.